CBS Radio. Tonight is Friday. And the date today is the 7th of December. So we'll do some energy work on Pearl Harbor Day, which is what it is. And we'll just turn it over to Carrie here. So what we'll do is help some of the emotional bodies, if they're still trapped here, get released. That's about all we can do at this point in time. And see if that helps anybody. But we'll do that probably in about 15 minutes, I'm guessing. So are you out there, Carrie?
Yes. Hi, Ron. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the show. So Paranormal Friday tonight also. So if you'd like to call in with any experiences that you would like Ron's input on, and maybe to learn about what clearings you might need to do to clear the situation up, we'd love to have callers. So the numbers are listed under the Station 2 play button on bbsradio.com/creationlightship. So they are in the U.S. and Canada, toll-free is 888-429-5471. And for everywhere else, area code 530-513-6472. 530-513-6472. So we do have a couple of questions already, Ron, if you want me to jump in with those.
Sure, that sounds good, yes.
So Rupert is experiencing, says he's experiencing a lot of weird coincidences going on at the moment, as if life is all mapped out, he says. So he's wondering what can change this. How can he change that situation of life being all mapped out?
I would probably first see if you need to be self-empowered. If so, I'll do the self-empowerment clearing. If not, I would probably consider, doing the timeline crashing on situations that you may know about, and also do the psychic billboard. So either one of those could work real well. You know, it all depends, where you are and how it feels for you. Because if you sense that life is predestined for you, then if you know what that situation is, then a timeline crash could work out fine. But the other way would be to change it, and then from there go into, what you're actually doing, which is your special clearing that you'd be doing with the psychic billboard.
And also, Ron, to get rid of the sense that life is all mapped out for you, I would think the natal barcode would be an important one, too.
Yeah, that's also correct, yes. I hate to approach this, but yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so hopefully that's helpful, Rupert. We had a question over at clsquestions@yahoo.com earlier from Arjan in the Netherlands, and he's wondering, he would like to know if it's possible to have water charge from the lightship with amino acids. Put into
you'd have
the
to
water.
Go on and do it on under the special water charging.
So you could put that in then?
You could give it a try and to see what happens, yes. I'm sure that it could possibly work. I would try it and just see how it feels.
Okay, great. Interesting. All right. I am looking for the email that went out about the December dates. So that we can just quickly mention, we have Sharon here, Ron, saying to you, Ron, thank you so much for releasing all those entities causing so many problems. So that was the entity call this afternoon that Ron does every Fridays. And that this month is bundled in with, the Sunday intensive Saturday Ascension preparation call and Sunday intensives that start next weekend. So the Saturday one would be on the 14th of December. I'm sorry, the 15th of December, and that's 1 p.m. Pacific, 2, 3, 4 Eastern. And then the Sundays will be the 16th, the 23rd, and the 30th, three consecutive Sundays. So all this starts next weekend. But if you are signing up for that, you can get all the weekday calls, including the one today, the Friday one, the entity releasing call, for $100 for the month instead of $200. So since Sharon mentioned a thank you for today, Ron, I just wanted to remind everybody that they can start signing up for that anytime. Is there anything that you want to add about those for maybe, I'm looking at the names. I'm not seeing any new ones right now, but there could be some new listeners.
Well, the call is to get rid of the alien critters that are, you know, lurking with you, living in your energy field. So that's what's so nice about them. And that starts, you know, it'll be a week from this coming Sunday on the 8-hour calls. And you're on the light ship, you know, for the whole month, basically. So if you sign up now, then you're on the light ship, and you get the calls along with it for that special package that we have. You can do the weekly calls, so you're on there, you know, for a long period of time, and then you're also on it until the next call would be beginning, which would be in January. So if you're choosing to do a call in January also, then you can have, like, you know, 2 months on the light ship. So you're in quarantine and they keep working with you to find the parts of you. That's what the calls are all about, to help you out with that. So once the call starts, you're instantly on the light ship. And if you were on the call, say, last month, then you're on the light ship still until the call actually begins. But if you sign up, you're also working with you on the light ship when you sign up, even though you're not on the call completely. So I just want to clarify that in case it sounded a little different. But, yeah, if you sign up today to go on those calls and the call doesn't start, the Saturday is next week, you're still on the light ship in quarantine. You may not know what they're doing to you, but they're looking for the you know, alien parts of you that have been stolen out there in the universe of no light. And that's what they do, is continuously look for the bits and pieces of you that, you know, you have lost through your journeys here in this lifetime. So back to you.
Okay, and I just want to remind everybody also about the January call on Sunday the 6th. A couple of Wednesdays ago, Ron and I got the date wrong, and we were talking about Saturday the 5th. Most of you have probably heard it corrected, but just in case there's anyone listening that hasn't heard the correction, it's Sunday, January the 6th, and that is the once-a-year call that Ron does, where he brings in the energies for month by month for the following year, the current year at that point in January 2013. So you can also sign up for that anytime. It's just $20, and it's from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific, 4 to 8 Eastern, and Ron will also be doing a full week of water charging, water activation on that call. So it's an interesting, very interesting call for any of you who haven't been on it before. It's really nice to sample the possible energies that will be coming to the planet next year. So, Ron, do you want to add anything to that before we move on?
Yeah, you're able to sample the energies month by month. And it is interesting because what you're actually experiencing is what the possibilities are for you as you enter into each month. So you can look at that and say, oh, I kind of like this month. Maybe you like April. You go, wow, this feels like a really warm, fuzzy energy in April. And I want to do something with that on an emotional basis. So you're actually sensing, in a sense, what the Earth is planning to have come to it. And since you're connected to the Earth energetically, then you're going to be having it run through your body. And that's kind of the way the whole system works. So it's a nice way to get a heads up to see what's happening. And people just really like the energy. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So I have
like
a question.
Maybe our fifth year doing this. So it's a lot of people just love this this clearing.
Yeah. So, Pete in Australia is wondering, Ron, whether two people in the same house can suffer from the same attack at the same time. For example,
oh, yes. Oh, yeah, definitely that could happen. Even your animals and pets can have it. So, yes, uh-huh. That is 100% correct.
Okay. What would you do about that, then, if your whole household's being attacked?
Get on the alien attack page quickly.
Yeah. This may be put in unknown if you don't know what's coming at you.
Yeah, and you can always watch your pet or animal. If they're looking around or feeling kind of miserable, you know, they're probably having situations too. So, unfortunately, that's what happens. But, yeah, get on that alien attack page, put in unknown, and leave the light beam up all night.
Okay. All right, great. I think I heard a beep or two. Do we have a caller on the line?
Hello, Kerry. It's Peter, Australia.
Oh, hi. Did you hear your question answered?
I've got at the end of it, yes. I'd like to add to it, if that's okay.
Sure, go ahead.
Hello, Ron, how are you?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, good. Look, what I've noticed in the last 2 weeks, I was getting attacks around the eyes, and so was my wife, and also stomach, and also her. Now, I was able, unfortunately, my wife, until very, very recently, has resisted the creation light ship. So I was in relatively okay because I could get the energy cleared out of me fairly quick. But it makes it's very interesting to me that we were both getting the same symptoms at the same time, attacked in the same way. So I was very interested to hear, whether or not there can be like a blanket attack on everybody at the same time with the same attack points on the body. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I've heard that from people, too, about that. That, one person may feel it in one room, somebody could feel it in another. And then also
yes.
The energy transfer by being next to a person. All that is definitely valid,
yes.
Yeah. Fortunately, that's the way it
goes. Yes, oh, that's good. No, it's not good, but it's good to know. So, yeah, it is. It's so good just to know, and that's what I want to thank you for, just to know these strange things that happen to your body. They come from outside of you sometimes, and it's not your body feeling as if it's done something wrong, because at least learning what I've learned from yourself is the natural state is peace. But the problem is we get interfered with. So thank you very much.
Yes, and I've had people talking about eyes too, that's been kind of a common thing lately. So remember, you want to keep on the timeline that you of source energy that's here, which is the true earth energy.
Mm.
That's very important. Mm. That might even help to face some of these acts and things that we're dealing with away from us. And also, timelines are changing a lot. We have some really weird things happening that may not be very easy to explain.
The other observation I was talking to said that
they were driving their car, looking for a parking place, and they looked, and, I guess they're probably scanning, I'll say, 100 feet ahead of them, maybe 3 or 4 cars or more, kind of looking down the street for a parking place, and there was none. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, space vacant.
Mm.
Well, they said, well, that's really strange, because it wasn't there before, and then all of a sudden, now it appears, so... that could be somebody else coming in and out of a timeline as space appeared itself. Nobody was there to look at the space or to watch it. They wouldn't know the difference. Weird things happen. Do you ever have any experiences, strange things like that going on?
I haven't had that particular experience. Well, I do lose stuff, I must admit. And then it suddenly, and then I know they're playing. And then I go to heart, and then usually it pops up. So whatever I'm looking for. One other interesting I wanted to say was that I left Australia and I went to Europe, and I didn't have as many attacks over there, if any.
Really?
But when I come back to Australia, yes. But when I come back to Australia, in my house, it returned with vengeance, as if to say, we've missed out on you for a little while. We're going to make up for it. So there's something about locality about this, knowing where you are or knowing where
right.
you live. So anyway, that's just an observance. But I thank you. I'll just hang up.
Yeah, because they used robotics, you see, a robotic program,
yeah.
the GPS location. So they may not even know that you're not there, and they're still hitting this continuously, you know? Oh, you might want to...
thank you, Ron.
Maybe check that out, too, and that can happen. You're very welcome.
I would do the space clearing, Pete.
Thank you.
Have you ever
done
the space clearing?
Definitely.
I think you have, but I don't know, recently. Ron,
yeah,
what do you think? Do you think he's got a vortex over his house or something?
I try the space clearing to see if that helps you out.
Yeah, vortex, yeah, like planet and stars is works well. But you need to find the one. They come at you, there's about six or seven options. Planets, stars, moons, vortexes, stargates, and portals. I seem to know them all up by heart. In each night, you might get struck by number two, which might be stars, and then the next one, next night, it could be vortex. And so you need to have your guard up, usually. I usually have six up to get a good night's sleep.
Wow.
And I use timelines for bites, stings, burning, itches, and all that sort of thing. And then then what really helps is the space-time clearing, which gives you relief for a couple of days. Then it's back to even keel, and then you get a little bit of respite, and then they try to find you again. So just thought I'd say that to you, Ron. Hello?
You there, Ron?
Yeah, I'm still here. So that's very interesting. Are you still there on the call?
Yes, I am.
Okay. For the new people listening, as we're talking about the aliens attacking people, and some people might just go, wait a minute, you know, what's this all about? It doesn't relate to me. How can an alien do that? I don't give him permission. I hold my own consciousness, and that's, you know, mine alone, and nobody else can do that, et cetera. And they're going against my free will, free choice. You know, we have all these situations that we talk about. What would you tell people about that? You know, the people who really don't understand or who don't believe, and you probably have known lots of people yourself that's had troubles.
Yes.
What I would say is the
greatest barrier is your own mind. Your mind always doubts you. Ron will show you something, and you will accept it for a day, and then the nagging mind will work against it. And you've talked about this before, Ron. You just need to rely on what your body is telling you, most of all, because your body can actually reset things that your mind cannot. It's like if you're looking, like, for instance, we've only got a certain spectrum of light we can see. There's only a certain amount of frequency of sound we can hear. But funnily enough, your body, when you get burnt in the sun, under the sun, it turns red. You can't see what particular light is hitting you, for instance, but your body is telling you things. And if you're uncomfortable and you want to scratch yourself, or you're walking around a room and suddenly you say, oh, that's strange, I'm standing in front of a fridge, and it's always when I'm in front of the fridge that my legs hurt, or something else. Don't dismiss it, because your natural state is comfort. So be aware that it's a bit like licking on a lollipop, Ron. And we're the lollipop. So just be aware of that.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, so that may have helped people. So if you're, and you can't use the situation like, the fact that I'm hearing it doesn't mean that it's going to be real to you, and you're not bringing it to yourself, but just something that happens. And not everybody has these energies coming to them, and then the people that do have some relief. So it's very, very good.
Yeah. Can I just say, Ron, I'm just an average Joe Blow. I work every day, every week, every day of the week. I've got a family, married. I'm just like average people in the street, and I just happened to notice something happening now and again, which was odd to me, and I came upon you, and you gave me an explanation that made sense to what I was going through. So thank you.
You're very welcome.
Okay.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks, Pete.
Okay.
So, we have another question, half on the fast chat and half in the clsquestions@yahoo.com from Iron Man, and he's got an odd situation, Ron, and he's wondering what's going on. He says, within the past few weeks, I've been charged twice by multiple stores and even a vending machine, and he's wondering what's up with that.
Why?
Repeat stuff, yeah.
Oh, that's really interesting. Good grief.
Sounds like timeline bleed through, you know? You're like, you're buying the same things on different timelines, but you're getting charged for all of them on this one.
Yeah, maybe the free one will drop out when he walks by a machine, you know? But that's what I would say that it probably would be, is something like that, that the different timelines are coming in, and maybe they're reading his thoughts, okay? So let's say you walk by a vending machine that has a candy bar in it, so you're thinking of that, and maybe you put the money in, and it eats it, eats your money, takes your money away from you, and then all of a sudden you go, what's going on here? And you put the money in again, and maybe, you know, that the candy bar comes out. Well, you might be eating that candy bar somewhere else. So, that's, it is a situation that is kind of hard to talk about. But I would say it'd be a timeline situation. That's
yeah, I guess timeline crash being charged for whatever the product was.
Yep.
So you don't get bill number 3 in the mail.
That's what would probably say.
Interesting stuff. So, all right, let's see. Josh is wondering, he's saying, is love that we know on Earth a program from the darkness, the emotion love?
Yeah, in a sense, that is probably correct. It's the cause and effect energy. So remember, everything you could conceive of is maybe being love, you know. So I would probably say, if it's not love, it's something else going on. Okay.
So, I guess the bigger question, Ron, is, are emotions programs from the darkness? I mean, obviously, in the light, we don't you have described, that we're in the moment and we don't have emotions. We're just in a state of peace. So would you describe all of the emotions or any of the emotions as a program or
yeah.
just the condition of not being in your heart?
It would be a program that you're probably going to be running into and experiencing. So I would more than likely say, yes, that is what I would look at as far as what it is. So.
Okay. All right.
Program initially on down, you know, on down the road here. Everything that you're dealing with, it will be a program created by something that is controlling you. That's, you know, I often wonder about the computer manufacturers that we're using, who and what they are. In a sense, the people that maybe created these or something, you know, what their agenda is. Oh, you know, because we are run by programs, and all of a sudden now we got our laptop in front of us, or whatever else you have, your PC or Mac, you know, or whatever, and what is happening, you know, using it. Oh, it's something else typing on the keyboard. I kind of see that, you know. You may be on your own keyboard and they're on another one that looks like yours, and they're typing into your keyboard. Oh, anyway, whole thing isn't very good.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think we may have another caller. I did hear another beep, if you're still there. I think we've got Nima on the line. Are you still there, Nima? No? Okay. Maybe not. All right. So the next question, Ron, is from Keith. And he's wondering about the New Year's call, and he's asking if we need to do or bring anything.
Just water to have it energized. I do that on that call, 7 containers of water. Use it the day after. So the call is on Sunday, so the water will start on Monday for 7 days. So normally you get half a gallon to a gallon of water.
And then I know... Sorry, go ahead.
You know, on the call continuously because it is a longer call, you know, but it is, you know, 4 hours. So, you know, you may want to, you know, just have a notebook or something paper ready to write down what you experience, what you think you might want to maybe manifest looking at that energy, because the energy is here and you want to attempt to match your body with that energy. Manifest something, because you're actually feeling energy of light that'll be coming to the planet. It's not going to be a 100%, we'll say, guarantee that's what it's going to be after each month, but it'll be pretty close to what the Earth will be using for its ascension. Oh, I guess back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So Shauna is wondering about her cat. She says, my cat's see things that I don't, and she's wondering what that's about.
Yeah, a lot of cats do that a lot, and they see things moving in different dimensions than what we're in. That is happens all the time, so that's pretty standard. So if you see a cat, or just look at any cat, and you're going to watch them moving their head around and looking, and wonder what you're looking at, because you're not going to know. You know, sure enough, you're going to be watching the cat move its head as things are moving around in your room. Oh, not a very good scenario, but it happens all the time. So that's about all I can say. So cats and dogs have that extra sense that we don't have. Because of that, they're able to see things. Oh, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. We have a comment here, a little story from Nick. Nick says, my friend's daughter crashed her car into a car appearing out of nowhere last night. He told me that was her exact words. She was looking straight ahead the whole time.
That's the worst case scenario of what we're going through here. That's really too bad.
Yeah.
Because what we talk about is things doing that. That's what happens. That's why you want to be very careful when you're whatever you're doing, especially if you're doing something that might harm you. Maybe you're, you know, using a knife to whittle your pencil or something, you know, or maybe you have a razor knife. In fact, for myself, just I've never been cut by one of these, and I hope I never will. But the new packaging that you buy now with stuff inside of it, you know, and it's you know, it's so hard to get apart. So either you get a pair of scissors or a razor knife. Whenever I use it, I hold the thing way away from me, and I make sure that the blade is going away from my body and everything else, because those things are very dangerous. I'm sure people out there right now who hear this know that they had were trying to cut something and they cut their finger or something. You know, that stuff is, you know, I don't even know why they do it. I can see for theft protection, but come on, you know.
Yeah.
On a small item or something. Like even getting a memory card, they're sealed that way, and you can't tear the package. You got to actually cut it. SD card. So it's you know, just kind of strange to, you know, keep from having stuff stolen. They got to put them in these really heavy packages, but you got to be very careful. So just definitely make sure that whatever you do with something like that, it could be very, very dangerous to you. Always be aware and always, you know, look twice, you know. I do that continuously. I'm always watching what I'm doing, keeping, you know, myself in full consciousness if I possibly can, or it could be dangerous. Oh, back to you, Carrie.
All right. Hector has an uncomfortable situation going on that he would like your input on. Ronnie says, clouds are beaming at me when I drive, and they're almost knocking me out when I go to work. What do I do in the car?
Oh, I would do the space clearing and just put it on your, you know, for your car when you're traveling. If you have a laptop, just load the page up and let it run as you're driving to work. Right in your car with you, get you know, maybe an inverter. You have a laptop so that you can use it, you know, and you know, do it like that. That's what I would do, is just have a laptop with you on the seat next to you, and have that clearing up. Just don't click the page off, and the clearing will run. It'll count down, and maybe you need it to run for an hour to work. You know, do that, or even have it longer, and you know, to take the laptop off with you into work if that's a possibility, and plug it in. Have the screen open up a little bit so the light beam will shine out. You can clear that space too. Just change, you know, the program on it a little bit, or just have it for the space that you are going to be located. That's what I would do, and see what that does for you. Back
and
to
then
you, Carrie.
Ron. Yeah, if I'm just thinking, if Hector doesn't have a laptop and he's using his computer that's at home, would he put a picture of himself in front of it, or himself and a picture of the car too? Or how would you do that clearing when it's specifically because you're driving, or while you're driving, that you're having this problem?
Well, that's a good one. A picture of the car might work. Or you sitting in the car. You could do that.
Yeah. I would think you would need yourself in it, too, either a picture of you separately or... I would think, yeah, if you can get someone to take a picture of you in your car, you know, maybe with the window rolled down so it comes out, and when you put it in front of the computer, you're visible kind of thing, that would probably be really good. And then you said the space clearing, right?
The space clearing.
Yeah. So if he's being beamed at by clouds, that would be ship clouds, I would imagine, or just clouds with ships in them. Who knows what shape they're making the clouds. I'm trying to think what in that clearing. I don't have it up quickly or in front of me, but there's a lot of parts to that clearing. If there isn't something about clouds or ship clouds or transmissions or something, I'm just wondering, would you put something next to your name on the page, Ron, or how would you write that in?
There's probably a custom thing. I would do that, and you can also do the that has the clearing that gets rid of the maybe the gray sky clearing could possibly work, and then we have the other clearing that is for the receptors on you, you know, that going also. But you probably want to get a computer involved with what you're doing, either take one with you or. Oh, have something going on where you can do one of those clearings.
Yeah.
A smartphone might be able to help you out too, maybe.
What might?
One of the smartphones may be able to bring forth a clearing off the internet. You want to try that. That might work fine.
That's a good idea.
Or you can put the light beam up on that.
Yeah.
I'll give it a, you know. Hey, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, great. So Roger and Jason, Jason's asking what barcodes do we need before 2012? Well, we're almost at the end of 2012, but I know what you mean, December. You probably mean the December 21st thing. Is it just the Dark Side Ascension barcode, or are there others?
Well, yeah, you want to get your spirit done. Spirit barcode would be good. You know, the Dark Side Ascension barcode clearing. You know, for attack, you may want to do the satellite clearing, too. I'm kind of switching over a little bit here, but just to give you information. The space clearing, you can use the remote location on there to do that. So all these are a benefit, but you want to do things that, and if you feel like you're under attack a lot, you want to do the abduction barcode. So you have spirit and abduction. And then we have the 2012 barcode. We also have even maybe the 2000-year darkness barcode. Get that one off of you. Oh, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and then Roger's just asking about on the Ascension barcode. I don't know if this is the 2012 one, Roger, or just the basic Ascension barcode. The other one, he's saying he's not feeling much and he's wondering how many times to do each one. Now, that probably means he's doing the 2012 one with all the races. If that's not correct, Roger, if you would type that in, or you can call in too if you'd like, if I'm not getting this right. But let's say Roger's talking about the 2012 one, Ron. How he's not feeling much and he's wondering how many times to run each one.
I would probably, if you don't feel it, boy, that's a rough one. I don't know if anybody else has any ideas out there. I would probably run it maybe once a week just to see what, if you feel any changes. Remember, the people around you will respond to you in a different way, so you can see how they're responding to you during the process. That's kind of what I would, look at, because some people, you know, do the unlimited on these, and they start doing it more than once if there is an unlimited package on it. So I just don't know what all to plan that, because it's quite complex sometimes, because you don't know when you get barcodes put on you. Fortunately, you shouldn't have too many. They somehow keep coming on for some people. So if you know that you're under attack a lot, feel things happening to you, then you may want to do barcodes more often. That's what I would kind of suggest. But the abduction one, the body and the spirit barcode, typically one time should be probably more than enough to get that off of you. I've had people who had to do the spirit one more than once. But if you're not sure, then just kind of run it off and on. I think they're good for about a month. once you get on that one particular one, then after that it won't work any longer. So I didn't really put them up to have them, people use them all the time, because you really should not need that. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. And Pete in Australia is wondering, back to the subject of abductions, excuse me, I guess, and Hector's situation in the car there. Pete's wondering if you charge clear or charge objects through your website, which we haven't mentioned, actually, this show. Ron's website, for anybody new who's listening and is interested in any of these clearings, is Creation Light, L-I-G-H-T, Ship, S-H-I-P, creationlightship.com. If you've charged a bunch of objects, maybe a baseball cap or sunglasses or your tie or a scarf, and you're wearing those, will that help you not get abducted? Will that have any effect on that?
I would say that would probably be a really good thing to do. Maybe clothing or a hat or something. Now it's winter time, and a lot of people, you know, could be wearing hats. So I remember I had a workshop in York. I don't know, probably 4 years ago, I'm guessing. A gentleman was there who was a taxi driver. And he was saying, you know, in the workshop that I had, this is after the expo, that, you know, he would feel like pinpricks on his head and stuff. So I mentioned, you know, that you could probably put some, aluminum foil maybe in your hat, because you wear a hat. And I've had even people who felt like they're having their power chakra, you know, be attacked either by aliens or by people, that they do the same thing. So he did that, and he came in, and because I did a couple of workshops after, and he came in the second one and told me his little baseball hat with the foil on the top. He says it works perfect, you know. So that's another way you might be able to help yourself. I can't say that it will always work, but it doesn't work. Another thing that people have done who have been, say, under attack a lot, I'm not trying to, might try this yourself, go out to, I guess, Home Depot or Lowe's or someplace, and they sell that roll. I can't remember the price. I think it's 25 foot in length, about 4 foot high, and it's like that spongy Mylar. And it's probably about an eighth of an inch thick with, like, a little, you know, X pattern on it or some kind of pattern, which they put on water heaters. So you have to ask them where this stuff is, because sometimes they don't have a clue when you go in the store. But they do have the rolls, and it might be $2 a foot or something. So we'll just say it's $50. And people have actually taken that and created, like, a little vest out of it by being very, very creative. Some people actually have taken and made like a little pup tent over their bed. They'll put a rod in the center and have this thing draped down on both sides of it. And some people who, I'm talking about people who are really under attack a lot, okay? And then people put it underneath their bed, maybe underneath their mattress. And so you can be very creative with this, and it does work. And you can actually, say, putting, even trying it yourself with some tin foil, to just try that, putting that on top of your head, and you're going to feel a little change of energy. We can kind of go back talking about hats. I was growing up, they sort of talked about having the dunce hat put on people. So I guess a person that didn't respond or behave very well, they would put this pointed hat on their head, kind of like, you know, a ice cream cone, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And probably even type it in there. You know, it all depends how old the audience is here, but you might remember that. I don't know if they ever did it or not. Maybe, oh, in the 20s and 30s they did, possibly, but I never saw anybody wear it myself. But, you know, what's that hat doing, you know? So that's how you have to look at it. Maybe it's something that they figured out a long time ago, and it does change consciousness and does maybe protect somebody. Maybe they thought, well, gee, this person is attacked. We'll put this hat on them, you know, just not knowing, you know, how or why, but it worked. And you have the little people who wear turbans. Okay? A lot of the truck drivers, you know, that we see wear the turbans. And then you have the Jewish little...
Yarmulke.
Yarmulke. Yeah, I always call it a beanie.
Yes, you do.
That little thing like they used to have with see someone beanie on the top, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway, let's do a clearing here. Anyway, that's just ideas for all of you. If you're interested in kind of checking something out that might be a little different, you might have really good peaceful sleep at night by doing that. You never know. You don't know. You know, if you feel your body having pinpricks, you know, or anything like that on your feet, then that's a good indication that you have problems and they're after you. So that's the validation. So let's do a clearing here for Pearl Harbor. This clearing will be for the emotional bodies of people that are still stuck here. Here we go. So I'll just count to 10 and we'll try to look for them here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so if you have the energies around you, they should be released now. They'll only come to you because you're probably maybe a family member or something like that of somebody who's passed on, and they normally attach to family members all the time, so they look for you. If there's anyone's out there now, I'll do it again here. Maybe some emotional bodies that heard this didn't know what was going on, so you actually get freed. So get released from the emotional trauma, and then you get returned back to the earth spirit. That's what happens to the emotional bodies. So here we go. 1, 2, so if you have any ones inside of you, if they're hearing this here, they'll be released if they wish to. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Hey, these are the ones that have passed over from World War II, and or even other ones that need to have a release done. So these are the entities out with you. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Pete says he's feeling it, even though he's in Australia. He's feeling the clearing. That's interesting. So, he says his mother was married to an American war hero. So maybe that's why. Interesting. Interesting. Okay. So, Ron, I think Shireen has a question, and I think it's to do with the January call when you talked about bringing in the energies the Earth energies for 2013, and so she's wondering, is the Earth spirit back with the Earth?
No, it's not. This will be what is directed to the Earth, and this is going to affect the consciousness of the different elements, we'll say, on the Earth, plants and trees and things that are here that are holding light. What's in the Earth is space holders. And so the space holders really can't do anything other than hold, you know, the light itself. So what's going to happen is, as you, if you're on the call, you're going to actually feel the energy come to you as light, as what the Earth, not spirit, but the Earth needs to do its ascension, because it has to get its parts back too. So it's much like you. You have a spirit in your body, and then you have your body. Can your body live without a spirit? Yes, it can. It looks out of your eyes anyway. And so you can still have a clearing done to help out your body, even if you don't have a spirit. So it's going through its own process of dealing with energies. So the Earth is needing certain things to be done for it to help out its energetic system, even though the Earth spirit is no longer here. Will it come back? I don't know. I personally don't think it will, because it left. It already had itself stolen. You know, it's only like 17% whole. I don't see any reason for it to come back and to lose more of itself. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Jeremiah has a question, and he's wondering, how and why did humans lose the ability to see the things that cats and dogs can see?
That is a good question. I didn't know if I could answer that. They're just probably more perceptive, only because maybe they're able to see further into different dimensions than we are. Probably about all that I could maybe come up with. It is interesting how animals can see things, know things that we don't know at all. So
maybe it's because they aren't messed with quite as much as us, and so they're a little more who they were meant to be than we are who we were meant to be, and so they have a few more abilities.
Yeah, I would say that would be one way of answering that, yeah. Oh, it's just one of those things.
Yeah. Right. Okay. I think we have about a minute left. Janice is wondering, Ron, if those who are signed up with the military are fighting right now. Or again, she says. Are we fighting again?
Boy. Not too much. That's about all I can say, is not too much.
Okay.
Exactly say yes or no, but I can tell you that you're not on as much as you have been on.
All righty. So, just refreshed. I think I missed a question. Oh, yes. Iron Man is saying he has a problem in his right shoulder, and he feels like he says it feels like it's tearing, and he's wondering if that is an alien attack.
I would say it does feel like something is in there, like munching it. So I just don't know what kind of critter that would be, but that's what I'm picking up, yes. So I would say that would be a correct statement. There's something in you that is sort of chomping away genetically, which is causing you harm. Yes.
So, alien attack page, right? That would be the one. Okay, well, I think we're done, Ron. I've got almost 58 after, so... the next show, let's see, today's Friday, so the next Creation Lightship Healing Show will be here on Station 2 tomorrow night, Saturday night, at 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern. And it'll be Saturday night live on the Lightship. So until then, we'll actually be doing that with Kathy, but I'll say goodbye, good night. Thank you for all your questions, and thanks for calling, Pete. And over to you, Ron.
Hey, blessings, everybody. We got to run. So thank you.
Night-night.